This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
Ethical leadership in organizations cultivating positive humanism for success. Discover how ethical leadership grounded in positive humanism and secular values fosters thriving organizations and personal flourishing. The role of ethical leadership in organizations, why it matters more than ever. Hey, I've been thinking a lot lately about how leadership isn't just about making the right business decisions or hitting quarterly goals. It's actually about something way deeper, ethical leadership. You know, when a leader isn't just focused on profits, but really values integrity, fairness, and respect for everyone involved. It's kind of amazing how ethical leadership sets the entire tone for an organization. When leaders act ethically, it creates a culture where trust, transparency, and collaboration thrive. Not only that, but employees tend to feel more motivated and engaged too. It's like the organization becomes a community rather than just a workplace. Now, this idea of ethical leadership connects directly with broader concepts like positive humanism and applied humanistic philosophy. Basically, these frameworks emphasize human dignity and personal flourishing. They encourage us to create environments where people feel valued, not just as workers or numbers, but as whole individuals with unique needs and aspirations. That's powerful in any organization because it boosts well-being and productivity simultaneously. One thing I find interesting is how ethical leadership fits right into a secular worldview. Instead of relying on religious or dogmatic reasoning, this perspective is grounded in reason, empathy, and humanistic values. Leaders guided by this approach promote fairness and equality because it just makes sense. They see it as essential for the collective good and personal flourishing. It's a very inclusive approach, ensuring that everyone has a fair shot at success. So, what does ethical leadership actually look like day to day? Here are a few key traits and actions. Transparency, sharing information honestly and openly, even when it's tough. Accountability, taking responsibility for decisions and outcomes, good or bad. Respect, valuing diverse opinions and treating everyone with dignity. Fairness, ensuring policies and practices don't unfairly favor any group. Empathy, understanding and addressing the needs and feelings of employees and stakeholders. When leaders model these traits, they aren't just boosting morale, they reduce workplace stress and conflict and help create more sustainable organizations. In the long run, companies built on ethical leadership are more likely to survive economic challenges because they retain loyal employees and customers alike. This is where positive psychology comes in as well. Ethical leadership is closely tied to fostering positive emotions, strengths, and well-being within teams. Leaders who focus on these elements cultivate resilience and creativity among their people, which is crucial for innovation and growth. Honestly, it's refreshing to imagine workplaces that care about humanistic values, not just profits. Ethical leadership inspires people to bring their best selves to work, which benefits not only the individual but the organization as a whole. It feels like a win-win situation. If you want to explore more about how these ideas connect with leadership and personal growth, I highly recommend checking out the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It's a thoughtful introduction to positive humanism and how adopting a secular worldview infused with humanistic values can guide us toward better leadership, richer relationships, and greater personal flourishing. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. By embracing ethical leadership inspired by applied humanistic philosophy, you're not just improving organizations, you're contributing to a more just and compassionate world.